Drew, briefly.
You notice I never say I'll be brief, but this process that's going on right now still isn't. You're sort of skirting around the fundamental issue of whether or not the assessment is accepted and everything. And my concern is we're not addressing any of the fundamental process issues or paving a way to improve things going forward. And so I just throw that out there, that as this discussion continues, we can't just keep throwing Band-Aids on this problem. And that's what this approach is. That being said, scallopers, it is a bycatch. Scallopers traditionally landed yellowtails. As the price of scallops has increased, you're talking about, we're getting $12 a pound for scallops these days, and yellowtail is anywhere around a dollar to less than. No one bought. The way you make money on a scallop trip is by being most efficient in processing scallops as quickly as you can with your mandated 7-man crew limit. So no one wastes time with yellowtail. So it is strictly a bycatch fishery, even when, frankly, the council said you have to land yellowtail. People still weren't landing yellowtail because it just, there was no, the economic incentives are such that you want to avoid them. The scallop fishery spends now, between RSA funds and direct contributions from the scallop fishery, in excess of hundreds of thousands of dollars on a bycatch avoidance system trying to avoid yellowtail. And we still, reduce the levels of bycatch considerably, but they're hard. When they're there on the bank, they're there in pretty large numbers, and they run into them quite a bit. So that's one of the things that you'll often hear a scalloper say is we're spending a lot of money to avoid a fish that supposedly doesn't exist. And I'm not saying they're in the greatest of abundance or that there's more than we've ever seen before or anything like that. I'm just saying in the scallop fishery, at certain times of year in particular, we have a monthly survey that goes out and checks out in closed area 2 and closed area 1 where the yellowtail are. And, we're getting sort of, and that was one of the things, trying to get some relative abundance from that as well. But when they're there in pretty large numbers, and they're hard to avoid. And, we've tried to structure the openings of the closed areas now so that we avoid the highest months of yellowtail abundance, which are basically mid-August until late October, is when we found that they're in the highest numbers. So we're shutting down those areas during that time. So that's hopefully will decrease our bycatch. But despite all these steps, we do run into a fair amount. We'll probably catch in excess of 100 metric tons this year, somewhere in that range. And that's basically where we've been the last few years, despite all these different efforts. And we run into them.
Thanks, Drew. And to your opening comment, not a question, just as I said at the beginning, my intent was to get into some recommendations for the more systemic fixes we need here. I wanted to meet our primary term of reference first. I think we're getting close to that, actually. Just to reassure you, I do want to get to that, because I think we all want to climb out of this pit.